på blåa bölja låg. Med last av plank och bredor och tändstickor och stål. Och Buenos Aires var en resansmål. Att gå i Buenos Aires och spela gentleman, hur är ett nöje för en svensk sjöman. Men farorna de lura är blott på böljan blå. Men akten är i sjömen för kreolskorna de små. Och hör en vad som hände vår Fritjof Andersson. En afton på Paseo de Colón. I dörren till ett hus där man spelte mandolin. Och där man dansade tango och drack vin. Där stod en seniorita, en Fritjof Andersson. Han hade aldrig sett någonting som var så skönt som hon. Hon sa det käftes si mig käst, hon namnade Rovian. Han svarade mitt namn är Andersson. Han stod på hennes ögon och hennes svarta hår. Och hennes lilla rosenröda mun. Och hennes vita tänder och hennes bruna arm. Och hennes smala händer och hennes höga barm. Och sen tog Fritjof Andersson en flickan i famn. Så gör en sjöman när han går i land. Men Ann-Charlotte har lossat och ligger segelklar. Besättningen blir kallad upp på däck. Är alle man ombord eller fattas någon än? Så ropar nu kaptenen och räknar sina män. Men Andersson var borta och han kom ej igen. Till sjöss gick Ann-Charlotte just med den. Men vill ni nu veta var den sjömannen han var? När Ann-Charlotte hon då där segelklar. Jo, allting under golvet ut i det samma hus. Där han med senioritan hade levt i sus och dus. Där satt han i mörkret ut i en källare. Och undrar var han lagt sin portmonnä. Men luckan ut i golvet den öppnades till slut. Och Fritjof Andersson fick komma ut. Där stod två långa negrer och fritt och frågade. Var innes din i helsike är min portmonnä. De skakade på huvudna och ville draga kniv. Då tänkte han här blir ett tidsfördriv. Då tar han av sig tröjan så gör en svensk sjöman. Och slåss med dem som bråkar vild i land. Och knivarna vi blänkte men Andersson han slog. Den ene mitt i skallen så han hickade och dog. Då kommer det en polis och han säger nu är det nog. Jag svar till Andersson det slaget tog. Och över blå Atlanten går bryggen Ann-Charlotte. För fulla segel i fasadens vind. Men bakom höga murar ut i ett fängelse. Där sitter Fritjof Andersson som misst sin portmonnä. I dörren till ett hus där man hör musik och sång. Står flickan på Paseo de Colón.
I'm not afraid to die. Hello.
Hello out there. Well, this next one goes way back to 1958. Jackie Wilson sings.
No, that's not it.
Well, Caleb doesn't know shit, but 1958, Jackie Wilson, his Lonely Teardrops.
You can't lie on the radio.
All right. Hey, so just one second there.
Well, there may be a little bit of a delay, but you know.
How's it
written? It was written by Barry Gordy, all right? Probably some white guy, all right? I would assume in the 1950s. 1958,
anyway.
Jackie Wilson. Here it is, Lonely Teardrops. Jackie Wilson right there.
So, how are y'all doing tonight?
Oh, I think everyone's doing just fine. It's Thursday night, Thirsty Thursdays.
Thirsty Thursdays, that's right.
Yeah.
So, tonight we have special guest DJ, Matt DJ M. Bemis, on the mic tonight.
Skip the Dingus Bemis is actually what I go by.
Skip the Dingus Bemis.
Oh.
Shortened to DJ Skip the Dip.
So what we were just listening to right there, that was Jackie Wilson. Coming up next, it's James Brown, written and performed. A song called Please, Please, Please.
Classic, huh?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Coming out of Cincinnati, Ohio, 1956.
It's not true.
So, baby,
recorded in 1967 on the album The Velvet Underground and Nico. But this is David Bowie.
And that's Mick Ronson on lead guitar. I'm waiting for the man. $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. So sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man. Hey, white boy, what you doing in town? Hey, white boy, you're chasing all the women around. Oh, pardon me, sir, it's the last thing on my mind. I'm just looking for a very good friend of mine. I'm waiting for the man. La, la, la. Stops you, 'cause nobody cares. He's got the words and it gives you sweet taste, but then you gotta split because you've got no time to waste. I'm waiting for the man. $26 in my hand.
right, welcome back.
This is Grand Sox London.
This is Grand Sox London, yes. In replace for the Sucker Free Hour tonight, because my co-host Jesse could not make it. He is missed, but we're happy to have the hip hop out for a night. You know, change things up. So anyway, Matt, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty damn good, man. You know, it takes a lot to make Thursday feel like Monday, but you know, a nice blackout is just what we needed.
Ain't that the truth, huh?
Yeah.
So that song that you just heard was "I'm Waiting for the Man" by David Bowie. That was Bowie live at the Beeb.
The Beeb,
apparently.
The Beeb indeed.
You can go to the Wikipedia article for "I'm Waiting for the Man" and see all sorts of things, like pictures of where Lou Reed was, in fact, waiting for the man.
Yeah, what man is a Beeb, but
right.
I don't think anyone's wondering.
No, I don't think
so. The important thing is that this next song goes out to a man named Ryan the Grid Smith. And well, it's a magical song for sure, man. You know, composed by a bunch of middle-aged white guys sitting in a small dark room, undoubtedly, and performed by a bunch of funky black guys who really knew what was going on. And here we present from the infamous Benny King and his band The Drifters at this time in 1960. A very famous and very sentimental song, This Magic Moment.
Enjoy.
Oh, fucking
this magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time. Oh, 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 oh. Sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time.
sang a sad song. But you see, I had a woman who was very good to me. And I can remember the time she used to sit down and tell me these words. She said, "Piggy, I want you to know I love you from the bottom of my heart. And whatever you need, I don't want you to go to your mother, father, your sister, or your brother. I'll be a leaning pole when you're falling down. When all your money's gone, I want you to know you can count on me." But I didn't appreciate the woman then. You know what? I had to run and chase after every little girl around town. So finally one day I got home, and I found my little girl gone. And people, you know it hurt me so bad. I had to hang my little head and cry. And as I began to read the letter she left for me laying there, it read like this to you. It's too late, she's gone.
That was the Wilson Pickett, a number we all know from Mississippi Records tapes, and if we don't, then you just don't know. And coming up next on here, that is, well, by the way, that was Wilson Pickett and the Falcons, including Jimi Hendrix on rhythm guitar.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah. True.
Was unaware of that.
It's very true. He wore a monkey suit just like the rest of the band. who would have known? Anyways, coming up next is
Gimme Some Lovin' by the forgettable name, the Spencer Davis Group.
Yeah, Jesus, who's going to remember that tomorrow?
But here's a classic that was featured in the Blues Brothers.
It was. It was featured, you know, played by
just a great 60s, 70s rock and roll kind of go-to song. So here it is.
Fucking A, Spencer Davis Group, Gimme Some Lovin'.
Hey!
This next one comes to from a band called the Four Tops, a Motown legend, recorded on the Motown label, 1965. This album is famous for being recorded from going from concept to a final record in 24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours.
That's impressive.
People like Berry Gordy working around the clock, producing, editing, and constantly reprinting this album until a perfect single was finally completed. 1965, took 24 hours. It's called It's the Same Old Song.
Enjoy.
Sweet memories of a tender love.
Jimi Hendrix and Little Richard singing
Good Night Irene.
Good Night Irene, yes indeed.
Pretty incredible duo there, huh?
September 1964 is when it happened. And
sure was something.
It's a great number. So
Matt, what have you got for us next?
Well, next plan is going to be a song originally performed by Little Richard. But it's called Slippin' and Slidin', and this is the band doing it. They do it in 74, I want to say, but it's definitely the mid-70s no matter what.
Sometime
so
around then, huh?
And it's a great goddamn version of it, isn't it?
I'm excited. This is my first time hearing
He's
it.
He's excited.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Slipping in a slide, we get in a high. Been told a long time ago. Slipping in a slide, we get in a high.
That was Honky Tonk Woman, written and recorded with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. 1969, coming straight out of...
Wait, 1965 or 1959?
1969.
Oh, I see.
You know, coming right out of a bunch of skinny British white guys making the charts in America.
Ain't that the truth? So what's this next song that you...
Well, this
they
next song,
coming
this,
up
is,
here.
This is Albert King. Albert King sings one of his classic blues songs, Born Under a Bad Sign.
Mm.
We'll have
Sounds
more details
dangerous.
On that. Yeah, right? We'll have more details on that after you fall in love. Here's Born Under a Bad Sign.
One, two. Born under a bad sign. Been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I would have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble is my only friend. Been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side. Been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, I don't know how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on a bad side. Been down since I began to crawl.
So that every mouth can be fed. Call me Israelite. Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Choices ago, I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a calm. Catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm.
Oh,
tear up choices to go. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Can't live with him.
I don't know if I could live without Desmond Dekker, but apparently he thought the rest of us could. All right, man, that was the Israelites.
Which, according to the Bible, the Israelites were a Hebrew-speaking people of the ancient New East who inhabited the land. Well, anyway.
No. It's an inaccurate song, and folks deserve to hear exactly why. Continue, please, for a moment.
Well, you know what? I would love to continue, but unfortunately, the clock is ticking, Matt.
It's true. Grand Sox Lunda is, you know, understaffed and undertimed.
Ain't that the truth?
We really need about 3-4 hours, maybe 16, 17 people working under us.
It's the everyday struggle over here.
It is, man. I mean, it's, you know, trying to get our idiotic voices out on here. But,
right.
You know, Mia sounds great, so...
But, hey, I think we had a great night tonight.
I certainly had a great time.
I had so much fun. This was the best night I've ever had.
This is very, I'm not sure I'd go that far, man. There
right,
was
yeah,
that
maybe
time
that
was
an exaggeration. But anyway, a closing song.
The closing song.
It's not the Jackson 5, I'm sorry. Though they are one of my favorites.
Don't apologize to me.
This is actually a song that I heard this summer on the radio for the first time.
And a song I've never heard before. So we're going on Mia's advice on this one. Grand Sox Lunda.
For Grand
Sox
Lunda.
Mia Diorio. Let's give it a little round. Yeah, a little golf clap. Yeah. Hey,
okay.
Fuck yeah, Mia.
Okay, I'm going to play this song now. It's called Yellow Moon, and it's by Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly and the Family Stones coming to you from Mia. Yellow Moon.
All right. Have a good night, everyone. Bye.
Please hear my plea.